I said we had books. It's so great. And it really, that's one that holds up. Like, I go back to it. I mean, sure, there are certain things where they show the future and you go, you know, there's an air raid going on and you've got Alan Young is like...
What's his name?
Alan Young.
What's his name? What's his character's name?
Oh, bonus points.
See, this happens now at my age.
It just came to me, but Philby. Nice.
Philby, thank
Isn't
you.
Isn't that it? Isn't it Philby? And
Larry
does he say like, "Hey, Philby"? He says Philby, and it's Philby's son when he goes into the future.
Yeah, and he's wearing like a silver spacesuit looking thing, and you know, and you go, "Okay, you know, they didn't. We're always wrong about the future.
Sadly,
less so these days, but
yeah. Question number four. Just as we were saying, we were going to do a callback to the Friends star. That got their first big budget role in Masters of the Universe. Who is the Friends star?
We have like a 1 in 5 chance. True, of getting it's like right now, right?
I'm gonna
let's
guess.
Just say you get one guess.
Very good guess. She plays Julie Winston, the girlfriend. The girlfriend. That was a good guess. Nice work.
We got a lot of Spielberg here. That was not.
Yeah. What is with that?
Big. I think
wow,
it's.
Why do you
well,
hate
we're
me?
80, We're 80s kids. I don't know what it is. Now, this isn't necessarily a Spielberg question, but it's has to do with Jurassic Park. Here we go. Question 5. Adam Jones was a makeup artist, sculptor, and special effects designer at Stan Winston Studios and worked on sculpting dinosaurs for Jurassic Park. What band does Adam Jones play guitar in?
Let me guess. Coldplay.
Oh, now I wish that was the answer. Damn it.
I wish that was the answer.
Oh, next time. Call back.
Adam Jones.
Now, are you guys in L.A.?
Yeah.
So they're an L.A. band. Metal. They've been around for 30 years.
Now, I like...
I wouldn't even say metal. It's hard rock.
Yeah, because I like metal.
Motley Crue.
Quite a bit.
They're kind of like... No, they're like the best prog rock or new proggy epic band.
I'd say they're a culty band. Kind of like, I'd say they're like...
They're definitely like the biggest cult prog rock modern band that there is. They have like 5 albums in 30 years because they don't do it often, but...
Is it System of a Down?
No.
Nice choice. What's,
throw it some more weird stuff.
Oh, Bill Haley and the Comets. I don't know.
Fountains of Wayne.
So the answer to that one.
What is it?
No, the answer to that one is Tool.
Tool.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not.
Adam Jones is.
I'm not a huge Tool
he's a big
fan,
sculptor.
But I don't dislike them.
Yeah, Tool. Well, they do their thing. They're proggy, and they're very artistic. Their music videos are very artistic. Adam Jones does the art direction for the videos as well. So he's worked on a few films, one of them being he's worked with Stan Winston Studios. He also has, little known fact, he also has the original statue of the lawmaker from Planet of the Apes in his backyard.
Really?
So he purchased, you remember that? You remember the Planet of the Apes lawmaker?
It's about, sure, the lawgiver.
10 feet tall, maybe? The lawgiver, is that it?
The lawgiver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, you know your stuff.
And we have a friend who has... a bunch of that stuff as well.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Right.
Because I think they did a number of statues, or like 2 or 3.
Maybe. Oh, so he's got a lawgiver?
Yeah, and he's got all the uniforms and furniture.
Oh,
man. And here's something, if you're visiting L.A., if you go to Malibu Park in Los Angeles, in this park is the area where they film Planet of the Apes, the original Planet of the Apes, Ape City. And so if you go to this area and you dig around, you can still find pieces of Ape City. Like to
That's
this day.
Awesome. I'm going.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like I went
See that?
I went there with my wife and I'm digging around and I'm like, I can't find anything. She's a genius, of course, and like knows right where to go and finds big hunks of the stuff. So it's
really?
To this
That's
day,
cool.
it's still there.
Okay, coming down. So I hope maybe this will make us friends again, guys, but Planet of the Apes is my favorite franchise of all time.
James, what do you think of the new Planet of the Apes movies?
Not a fan. I had a lot of problems with the new ones.
I'm indifferent. I like the originals. I actually like all original 5 films. I also really like the I think it would be, I don't watch a whole lot of TV shows, but I can still put on the original live action TV show from 1975.
They're
and
fun.
Watch that. Like it's the same thing every time. They solve a problem.
Yeah,
the fugitive. They're just trying to get
it
home.
It is the fugitive.
Yeah, it's exactly. It's the same structure as so many. Even remember Logan's Run did a TV show, pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys ever saw that show where they had that big thing that they traveled
the van.
The van.
The Logan van.
And it's on the same, it looks like the same lot where they did Planet of the Apes, same park area.
All of it was
true.
True.
I'm
but
sure
it looks
all
like
that area,
place.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, so we do have one more bonus question. Yep.
Oh, thank God.
Ooh.
Let me
guess. Well, I mean, they're pretty close. They're pretty close. We got Matt at 13 and James at 15 right now. That monster round really, okay. Yeah, that was definitive. I tell you, that's right. Exactly.
That was the one.
So, all right. Tristan, do you want to take it away on there?
All right. Bonus question for the win or the possible tie. What is the first gift requested by the knights who say nih to pass through the woods?
Oh, that was very close, but Matt
very
definitely.
Yeah,
unless it's
with the boys.
Yeah.
So,
let's go a little further here, though. Give us more details. Is what would this... So tell us about the second shrubbery.
Must be a little higher, with a little path.
Yes.
I yield to Matt.
Yeah, I think that does a fine job of tying things up for sure.
Yeah.
The path. Oh, down the middle.
Oh man, that makes
runs
that,
down.
That whole
yeah,
scene
they
is
were.
So great.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
The path runs down the middle.
That runs just a little higher. They want
that's
it to
right.
be just a little bit.
See,
higher
that's when you get Python brings everyone together.
We hope you enjoyed that episode. More trivia from the Bridge episodes to come. We've got one coming out in a little while with Robert Duncan McNeil from Star Trek Voyager. And he plays against a super fan. We want to get more fans involved in that one. So we'll see what happens. Next episode is a surprise. Amazing guest. Be there. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time.
Yo, we sitting up in the studio listening to some tunes at CFRU 93.3 FM.
CFRU is your campus community radio and media center. We spin the best tracks, cover local events, and celebrate community. In order to be connected to community, we need people like you to join the outreach crew. We're looking for individuals to table at events and festivals throughout the year, like Hillside, Jazz Fest, River Fest, and more. Not only do you get to enjoy free entry and the event itself while you're working, you can join the festivities after your shift. We're also looking for volunteers to record short scripts for advertisements and public service announcements, like I am right now. We will supply you with a high-quality USB microphone if you don't have a mic of your own. These roles are flexible and are dependent on your schedule. To get involved, email volunteer@cfru.ca and get started with a virtual general orientation training.
Every Wednesday morning, here on CFRU, the stillness and the dancing brings you sounds local to global. Dubbed the best show to stay in bed for, the stillness and the dancing has you searching for the sublime in the simple. Give your ears some solace. Highlights from the world of ambient, drone, electronic, neoclassical, and post-rock. This will be your quiet corner of sonic comfort food in a chaotic world. Soon to be your favorite introverted musical retreat. Every Wednesday morning, 9 to 11 a.m. here on CFRU. 93.3 FM in Guelph.
Online betting is booming.
Booyah!
You could win big.
But you could also lose. And that's a reality nobody's shouting about. Learn about online gambling risks and save for play at knowtherisks.ca. A message from the Responsible Gambling Council.
Kitchen, just a painting on the wall. A lover in the bedroom, outside the ashes fall. Inside the house is quiet, no symphony of rain. From black scorched earth we tell ourselves new life begins again. The wind whispers in our ears with words that burn and sting. It stifles every soldier's cry. The phoenix will not sing. The news it carries from afar, once heard is not believed. Songs of death and songs of war that man himself can see. So cue the headlights running high, cue the hidden in plain sight, cue the lover across. At all, and those who speak won't listen, and those who listen won't speak. And from the vessels of wrath and fear, we cannot serve the weak. With toxic drops upon the earth, we feed the river fate. Its troubled waters spill the banks and flood both church and state. The martyrs drift so far away, the priest not heard nor seen. His congregation wax now wane, no God would intervene. So cue the headlights running high, cue the hidden in plain sight, cue the lover across the hall, and cue the day that breaks the night. That will not cross safe on the other side. Let them dine on necks and breasts. Let us eat their pride. Let them sing their voices shrill of all they have in store. Let us swim and let us stand upon the sacred shore. Let us cast away our sins till walls of hatred fall. Let us repent for all we've done by doing nothing at all. Let us cup our power as living water in our hands. Let us draw the final line across the sacred sand.
So cue the headlights. Ariel Engel.
Hi, this is Andrew Whiteman. Aurora. Aurora? Spelled A-R-O-R-A, not Aurora Borealis.
You're listening to...
CFRU 93.3 in Guelph.
Bonne fête, rendez-vous. On est déjà en mars, ce qui veut dire que les célébrations entourant le 25e anniversaire des Rendez-vous de la francophonie sont en cours. Dès maintenant, visitez le rvf.ca pour voir ce que les Rendez-vous vous ont préparé.
Are you interested in human rights? Would you like to listen to inspiring women's stories from all over the world? Being updated about women's rights as well as practicing your Spanish skills? All at the same time and in the same place? Awesome, isn't it? Join us every Saturday night live from 8 to 9, Women's Time, Tiempo de Mujeres offers you engaging interviews, stories, articles, music and culture, entirely in Spanish. Don't miss it.
Bonne fête, rendez-vous. Et oui, on est déjà en mars, ce qui veut dire que les célébrations entourant le 25e anniversaire des Rendez-vous de la francophonie sont en cours. Visitez le rvf.ca pour découvrir la riche programmation qui comprend des activités de tout genre offertes partout au Canada, dont plusieurs concours avec des gros prix à gagner, des spectacles, des films gratuits et encore plus. Jusqu'au 31 mars, joignez-vous à moi pour célébrer notre belle culture francophone.
You're listening to CFRU 93.3 FM.